Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2026. It's a day where the Australian share market finished flat yet again today. The ASX 200 up just 2 points. That's despite five sectors finishing higher, six lower. Tech did best after a bit of a sell-off recently. Data center provider NextDC up nearly 8% as forward orders grew. The miners also rose on a higher gold price, but investors didn't like healthcare and financials. And the oil price fell around 2.5% compared with the ASX market close yesterday, despite developments in the Middle East. So for more about that and more, I spoke with MPC Markets CEO Mark Gardner. Okay, Mark, the market today has been going up and down locally anyway. How would you describe investor sentiment at the moment?
Investor sentiment's pretty nervous, I think, broadly. We've obviously got, I think it's become a little bit of white noise with the US-Iran conflict, but obviously with the Houthis threatening to close the Red Sea Strait, you know, and blocking off another major arterial, I think oil prices are probably a little bit of a coiled spring potentially, and there doesn't seem to be any let up in that conflict 10 days into, you know, what the Iranians have described as, you know, as full-on war again. I don't think the market's pricing in anywhere near enough risk. We do have Brent prices back around the $90 mark. US reserves or, you know, strategic reserves are at 40-year lows. We haven't seen these levels in, you know, since 1980s. And realistically, they released a further 5.5 million barrels last night. So, you know, there's only a certain point where strategic reserves will start to run out that Trump's been lending to the oil majors to keep that oil price down over the summer period and driving period in the US, you know, that sort of clashes with shortages. So, you know, they're looking at China having stimulus and China demand hasn't uplifted as yet in the, you know, in the oil market. If China has stimulus, I think we might have a bit of a problem to the upside in terms of crude oil prices again.
Yeah, I like that analogy where you mentioned a coiled spring, right? So what does that mean for the potential for inflation and interest rates to stay higher for longer or even rise globally?
Look, I mean, the traditional answer from an economist is, you know, inflation, bad, higher rates immediately. But we did see a situation in the 1990s and Desert Storm where, you know, that directly comes out of the consumer's pocket. It's not demand-driven inflation. It's obviously a geopolitical situation. So we saw markets price in a percent of rate hikes back in 1990 and then actually pivot and reverse because the consumer had no disposable income left over and it really softened the economy because prices were higher and it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't the economy going very well that was driving inflation. It was just a singular geopolitical event. And then, so I think that, you know, central banks will be praying that it's transitory and it'll be wait and see. And we'll start to see how much that's damaged the consumer pockets because you obviously don't want to be hit with higher costs of living than higher rates on top of that on a transitory inflation problem. So, you know, you've got to be a little bit wary of, you know, the very simplistic economist view of the world where, you know, X equals Y when in fact, you know, the knock-on effects of higher oil prices means that consumers have less dollars to spend.
Let's talk about AI if we can. It's always changing and there's always something to talk about. China's Moonshot AI, it's released a new model called Kimi K3. So it's basically a large learning model, sort of like your ChatGPTs and your Claude and the likes, mm-hmm. right?
OpenAI's delayed their IPO until next year. So it really matters to Anthropic in the near term. But look, the US models are incredibly expensive compared to the Chinese models. A lot of the, you know, the tech blogs, et cetera, have sort of said it's, you know, to get set up for Kimi would be extraordinarily expensive and only really enterprise, not retail. So there's a bit of China flexing its AI muscle a little bit, but in terms of rankings, it does rank on most of the benchmark tests or the broadly respected benchmark tests around about number three in the world. Fable and the new GPT version that's just come out recently being the top two. More concerningly on that, on those benchmarking is how far behind the likes of Meta and Google are lagging, having spent hundreds of billions of dollars on infrastructure, et cetera. And even Mark Zuckerberg's comments about a week ago, basically saying that, Meta's compute is needed to improve, but we're being offered so much money for it now that we may rent it out instead of keep chasing large language model dreams. And you've seen that with the likes of XAI and Elon. He's renting out compute to Anthropic. And so I think there's a number of these players, well, the herd's starting to thin a little bit and people are starting to realise that, you know, a certain number of players have got a very nice head start and things are getting so expensive now, both on the memory front and the compute front, that it's perhaps not worth chasing anymore. Learning season's been a real minefield for the last sort of 2 years. You really have been punished for taking positions or holdings into earnings. Because if you get a great result, it doesn't rally a lot. And if you get a poor result, there seems to be just a vacuum to the downside. US earnings season sort of kicked off again. We've got Google tonight, which will report sort of 7 a.m. in the morning or 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning, Sydney time. They'll be laser focused on the CapEx numbers there. I don't think revenue and earnings per share will matter much. Everyone will be really laser focused on how much these AI projects are blowing out. And we're going to see the hyperscalers be free cash flow negative, which means, you know, spending more than they're bringing in for the first time in a very, very long period of time. And, they're issuing a lot of debt at the moment and it's starting to get to the point where, they're finding it harder to fill those debt. I think Amazon had to pay an extra 20 basis points in their last issuance to even get their bond deal away. So the market feels very full of and exposed to AI. Fund managers are at record lows of cash levels and retail in the US is at record levels of leverage. They're not very good. They're not very good in combination overall. When the market's had what can only be described as an unbelievable run globally for the last 2.5 years.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
The HBM memory and some of the semiconductors are still very cheap. The likes of SK Hynix and Micron are sold out for a year and a half at this point. There's probably a good opportunities in what they call the NeoCloud or the data center as a service. The likes of Megaport here, Nebius in Europe, Iron, which is an Australian founded company listed on the NASDAQ. Iron was up 20% last night and they rent out that compute that's already been built in the data centers. I think they'll do very well. But apart from that, we're very selective, high levels of cash, because I think leading into these midterm elections, there's, you know, there for the last 86 years, every 4 year cycle, we've had at least a 10% to 16% drop every single 4 year period since the Second World War. So, you know, we're really looking, erring on the side of caution and going back to cash and being a little bit conservative.
If you enjoy it, don't forget you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News. I'll be back tomorrow after the market close.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.